Hi, my name is Mark. I've been working professionally as a web developer since 2009. I got started by making tiny HTML snippets for pay-per-click ads, and my responsibilities have grown tremendously since then. I've got my gripes about this profession, rest assured. I've had my headaches from working with Prototype and Scriptaculous, mucked with no conflicting that alongside jQuery, been worried about what's really inside of NPM packages, and I've been through my fair share of browser wars too. I remember when things were perfect at 960 wide, only to have this thing called responsive web design take foot. Then came progressive web apps and a gnarly series of coin flips on if I should use React, Vue, or Angular. That said, the evolution continues and my enthusiasm remains. I'm doing what I can one keystroke at a time, and I'm good with that. Recording out of North County, San Diego, I'm here to help put my city's digital savants on the forefront, talk tech, and find the proper moments of rest before burnout becomes a reality. So sit back and enjoy these next few minutes, and welcome to All Web SD. This episode is brought to you by the AI Exchange. Are you a professional tired of overly complicated, difficult, or time-consuming processes? Overwhelmed by all of the AI buzz? Do you need a single resource that could truly be your foundry in all things related to AI? Then check out this course, Prompting for AI Operations, brought to you by the AI Exchange, and get ahead in the AI revolution. Learn to break down business goals into tasks that can be executed by ChatGPT, and go beyond copy-paste and develop Prompting Sense, which helps you take your prompts to the next level. Just visit this link or click on the AI Exchange banner on the homepage of allwebsd.com.
Thank you very much, Teresa. From kilobyte contributor to megabyte mentor.
That's right.
Let's go to...
Giga.
The Gigabyte Guardian. Looks like we're getting deeper into the rabbit hole now.
This next one
sounds like a superhero, the Gigabyte Guardian. Sounds like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I could go all day with the branding of it. Seriously, because it sounds very, it's got heroics attached to it with the, with the title, this level of a contributorship. So what is a Gigabyte Guardian?
Okay, so here you're coming in at least 50,000 on up. And so we've got, this one here is our most popular. In particular, it's most popular with our workforce. As far as like, for example, San Diego Workforce Partnership, they'd be here. Sandag, Spectrum, Able Disabled, Cox, Price Philanthropies, Verizon, Charter. I mean, I could just go on and on. San Diego Access for All is actually in this. Funding strategy, if you will. And so this is our most popular because we're able to really make some moves in regard to solidifying MOUs and being able to partner and come alongside it and being able to, Able Disabled is going to provide the interns. Workforce is going to provide interns. We're going to go ahead and bring them through our Digital Bridge program. Down in the warehouse, we've got the instructor that's available, and then we have the digital learning team that's going to take them out into the community, you know. And so it's been our most popular. It's just where people land as far as the individuals that we work with, the organizations that we work with, and along with the grant funding that we bring alongside of it.
Gotcha.
So we'll also do some co-grant authoring on grants with these individuals.
Gotcha. So if we're here to model ourselves after this path, 50,000 philanthropic dollars, to be clear,
it's 10,000 and up. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, I take that back. Let's pull back what we just said. It's not 50. It is at minimum 10,000 philanthropic dollars.
Yeah.
It tends to be your most popular option. You said an acronym somewhere in between this that I'm probably going to have to ask you after the call. MOUs?
Oh, MOU, a memorandum of understanding. Just the basic, so we're going to go into an agreement, and basically what it does is lay out the responsibilities of each party, and it's a contract, be able to, it's not as formal, but it definitely lays out what your obligations are, what mine are, and how we're going to agree upon that and come to an understanding and meet those goals at a certain time.
Gotcha. Let's keep companies out of it, because Cox Communications, Spectrum, and all that beautiful stuff. Those are private details that we need not disclose here. However, an example of what an MOU would look like. Say again, Mark Reyes, San Marcos Company X, that is intrigued. Just heard this conversation. What would that look like? Just set an arbitrary example of what that would look like. Not naming names or current companies that are actually doing this.
So Company X would come alongside us and would go ahead and show them what's available and all the different, as far as the mobile unit, the computers that need to go out, and also as far as the team is concerned and the workforce of development component is. And they'll see what they're doing and where they want to fit in on that and how they want to contribute is up to them. So if that's the case, what we'll do is we'll, you know, just write up an MOU, just a memorandum of understanding that you're going to, okay, so we're going to provide these services and you're going to come alongside of us and provide $10,000. And for those $10,000, for example, you're going to be able to help, just off the top of my head, four interns go through this process, purchase them a computer, and also get their CompTIA certification for them as well. And in so doing, now we have an individual ready for San Diego Tech Hub or whatever tech companies that are available. So it's just about creating that pipeline. And that's when they come in, the talent pipeline. They come in right alongside of us and give us that push to be able to do so. Because as you know, in a nonprofit sector, you know, funding is difficult. And so having individuals such as the Gigabyte Guardians, there are guardians, you know, they're kind of looking out for us and help us get across that bridge. One more span, if you will, whether that be 10,000 or 50,000.
Gotcha. And see, that's why I had to really bring it up, is because I'm pretending to be Mark Reyes over there in San Marcos Company X, not me, myself, and I right here right now, just to try to glue all that together, because you kind of already illustrated some of the positive side effects that happened for this. You said things about getting interns getting their CompTIA certifications, so on and so forth. You gave a rally of good information about, okay, my conscious dollars are going in to create that type of effect.
Yes.
Conversely, I'd like to say from this perspective is, outside of that, which is a good thing and a necessary thing, what would you say is the benefit to Company X for doing this? Oh, you have an answer for it. Look at how you jumped.
Now, just one moment, please.
I made that up in
Gigabyte.
My head.
Okay, Gigabyte. That was a benefit.
Yeah, okay.
So partnerships with our Digital Bridge program offer distinguished recognition and impactful opportunities to demonstrate your commitment to the digital inclusivity. Your corporate logo will be prominently featured across our target marketing, dedicated website, relevant media channels, and deepen community engagement. You'd be invited to the different events that we have out in the community and also within. And then also just to be able to embrace this opportunity to be at the forefront of the digital divide here in San Diego. So those are just the beginning of what's available in the level of benefits for the Gigabyte.
Got it. Yes. There you go. So if anyone there is out there that stumbled upon this part, what is a Gigabyte Guardian? No, it is not the new Marvel movie in the timeline of things. This has anything and everything to do with supporting the San Diego Futures Foundation and their Digital Bridge Initiative. So any final thoughts on that before we transition?
We're open and we are available in regard to partnering. Specifically, I'd really love to see the tech community come out and come alongside of us. What would it look like if they donated all of their tech to us? We took that tech being computers, electronics, things of that nature, just left over that they're not using anymore, that's in their storeroom. We were able to process those computers and put them back out into the workforce, but also educate individuals and provide this digital bridge initiative to individuals that don't have this opportunity. Boy, what would that look? And then we take them after they get their CompTIA, and then here you go. They're ready to work for you.
There you go.
I think that's a very win-win situation.
That is very much, and I know I did this one with one of your colleagues in one of my other seasons for the CompTIA certification. It was your last graduating class. I believe it was class of 2022.
Uh-huh.
I hope you, do you have, are those things happening again inside of the San Diego Futures Foundation world, or is that something where it just stopped at year 2022?
It's all contingent upon funding.
There you right. go. See,
so
that's
at
what.
At the time, we had the funding and we had the grant funding. The good news is that we do have the state capacity grant for Bridging the Digital Divide here in California is coming up. And so that's an opportunity that we're going to broach when it comes.
Gotcha. You know? So that's one thing I just wanted to deviate from this court talk that we're having is because I found that to be really fascinating. Just because of the story in itself. But then again, when I actually visited you guys on site and you guys re-explained it again, and I could match up the visuals attached to what you're talking about, San Diego Futures Foundation has the platform and the facility to do these types of initiatives. So anyone out there that is listening to this is why I personally find, for people to quickly empathize where I'm coming from, I love technology. I will always be a tech geek in some way, shape, or form, and I will always be doing it for myself and my initiatives, obviously. That's the obvious, but here in light and in the spirit of San Diego and our communities here, because that's important. So I wanted to really bring that out and tease that because I guess as being, how do I say this? I'm simply being a cheerleader, hoping that comes back again. You know, for the future groups that will inherit that. And likewise, it's to say that anyone that's intrigued about becoming a Digital Bridge Initiative contributor, you should know that these are the types of things that they work for on a daily basis behind this conversation. And sometimes you get your heart broken because, like you said, funds are limited. Are limited and you have to play it's partly a game, truth told. So, you know, everything that every nonprofit has to combat, that's part of the constraint and the dynamic. Any thoughts? Sorry, I deviated too much. We got to get back on the on the field before we go. Gigabyte Guardian, final thoughts?
Yeah, by coming alongside of us and being that Gigabyte contributor, you're making foundational investments into the digital divide. That's not just that. That's actually being able to help us really make some changes, even in regard to policy. I mean, in our operations as well, because of the funding that's available that comes with that. If you look at the other two, that's just not quite available as far as it being able to make a foundational change, right? But yet, not that it's not worthy and noteworthy and stuff, right? Yeah. But definitely you'll be making that investment into the foundation. And again, we've been around for 25 years, and so we don't plan on going anywhere.
Of course. I see that as a separation of concerns or responsibility, however you want to describe that. So it's just different areas where you can contribute and the types of it's essentially the types of things that are turned along the way inside of those categories. Okay, cool.
Thanks again for listening in. Remember, I'm here to foster innovation through conversation. So if you'd like to continue this discussion or any topics previously discussed, go head first into our Discord server by clicking the link on the footer of allwebsd.com. Otherwise, you can find me on occasion at San Diego Tech Hub's monthly meetups. For more details on that, go to meetup.com/San Diego Tech Hub. Thanks and aloha.